CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand for your convenience. Ari, you've got to just probably do a quick one because you've got to go pick your mummy up.
I'm so excited. My mum and my cousin Karina are here. I'm so excited. What should we do? Where should we go?
You know, people tune into these on demands for songs like that.
Stop it. Stop it.
Where are you going to take them?
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do, where we're going to go. I'm not entirely sure because I'm obviously at work.
You'll probably take them to one of our valued sponsors, I imagine.
Oh, for sure. I was actually thinking Windows on my Stella because I do love getting that free bicky with the coffee. And I love a good waffle. Yeah, we'll probably go there. My bestie, see my bestie's a beacher most likely. Just to stop in to say hi to the family.
Hang on, are they a sponsor?
Not sure.
I'm going to send this audio to the sales team.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just telling you what I'm doing on the coast.
No being honest, please.
Probably go to Turner's Beach Berry Patch. Maybe Friday night.
Sponsor us or?
I mean, sometimes people do, sometimes people don't, Adam. Stop baiting me. Might take them to Greens. No, just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
I'm going to be asleep so early. We've got a busy weekend. Oh. We are going out to Ghost Rock Winery tomorrow. We've got to go to Lonnie to pick up that massive. I'm literally making them come with me to do work stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, they can help out, can't they? Free rent, staying at your house. So lift a finger, thank you. You're putting your mum to work with the cleaning products?
I am not. She chooses to do that. My cousin cook some food because
Is she going to cook us the taste test Tuesday? That's the question.
She better bloody cook that Balter cook because it's delicious.
Yeah, and we'll try it taste test. Does she know we're going to try it taste test Tuesday? This is for the radio.
I don't know if mum told her last night at dinner because she stayed at mum's house last night. They're making their way over this morning, and I would hope in that time frame that my mum has given my cousin the heads up, The heads up, yeah, for sure.
Well, if not, you can tell
her. I'm excited, Adam, honestly.
Yes. Yes, I'm excited.
It's
well
gonna be
aware.
So much fun.
No, look,
We might go to Sprite and Cidoco.
Well, they are a sponsor, good. Yeah, nice.
Because that's delish. Like, what else is there? Because, like, I don't know if I can be bothered driving out to Cradle Mountain.
Well, that mountain doesn't sponsor us, does it?
Yeah, the mountain itself. Yeah, the national parks. Like, here, have some grass. Here you go. Have some water.
Take him to.
Maybe Mount Noman.
You're going to go somewhere fancy, like a Button or a Frankie J.
No. Different atmosphere.
They don't like that kind of thing.
Well, they would, maybe, but they're from Adelaide. Like, they're in Adelaide. They don't need to go to a pub.
But Adelaide's all fancy. They speak with a free settler accent.
Yeah, but we might go to Bunnings. We wouldn't be going to Frankie J's, though.
Adelaide is the fanciest place in Australia because they're all free settlers. That's true. Where that dance, that elegant accent comes from.
Stop it.
Free
no.
settlers. The rest of us, we're all dirty convicts.
Okay.
That's why we say dance.
Actually, maybe we will go to Frankie J's because we could go to the distillery, Southern Wild Distillery. So we're in that area. Honestly, I don't know. We've got a lot of places to go see and do. I really do want to go to Mount Noman, so we might stop into Penguin Beer Co. And I do love penguin, and we might get a flaming penguin. I'll give Mum a flaming penguin. I don't think Keen eats hot chilies.
We should have a flaming penguin with Jackie Lambie. She challenged us to a chili challenge.
Yeah, we should. We could always just meet out there.
And then put the clip up online, watch the trolls come in, get those views up,
get
engagements,
those views
clip
up,
listens.
Players. Oh my God, weren't they horrible?
I was loving it because
so bad. I honestly, for some reason,
up.
I didn't get any notifications that anyone had even commented on it. And then when we came in, it was like 600 plus comments. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be in so much trouble. So my bad. I'm really sorry about that.
So
don't like haters. Don't accept them on our Facebook feed. So kick on.
Yeah, I love them.
Keyboard warriors, kick on.
I love them because they don't affect me, but they get the numbers up of the listens and the engagements.
They do get the numbers up. But you know what? The thing is, hurt people. So love to you haters and keyboard warriors, because obviously you are hurt in some sort of way to comment on a Facebook post so horribly. So you must be quite hurt.
Well, there were horrible ones in there, were there?
There were really horrible ones in there. So I give love to them because they're obviously hurting, because only hurt people say stuff like that.
That's the internet, though. If you go far enough into the corners of the internet, that's how everyone talks.
Age group? Can we discuss? Like, we're going deep here, but can we discuss the age group on that post of haters? Like, I'm sorry, but you are old enough to know
better.
That is not okay.
Yeah, or also old enough to have something better to do.
It's just really weird. Like, you don't use a Facebook for anything else than commenting hate on people's posts.
I don't even use Facebook because it's a waste of time.
There was like hate comments like, oh, using an old picture. And it's like, yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. It's like we uploaded it for the audio.
That's the picture we have of us with her.
That's the only picture we have together.
Yeah. It's not like a repost of the picture. It was the thumbnail to the audio clip which we posted.
Yeah, people just
You wouldn't think trolls are really stupid, would you? You'd think they're real smart.
Definitely not.
Turns out they're idiots.
We got called silly radio announcers. I was like, thank you.
That's not that bad. Honestly, if you go...
It wasn't what they said, but it was something along those lines.
If you try and do something like... wasn't it like desperate radio announcers and a desperate politician? Someone said?
Yeah, something like that. But you know what? We're very new to this, and we're not desperate. We're talking about a local event. So.
If you do something like a Twitch stream on the internet, you sit there and you just take comments like that, and like you get used to it if you go on the internet enough anyway. And like the trolls usually trying to get you pissed off anyway.
And you know what? They're called a troll because isn't the trolls are things that hang under the bridge that are really ugly?
Yeah, with boogers probably.
Yeah, so ugly thing to be, a troll.
They pick their nose.
I mean, I pick my nose, but I wouldn't say I'm a troll.
Oh, I would.
You definitely pick your nose. I know you do.
When?
All the time.
Never touched my nose. Let them listen to the episode.
But if you've got a booger, you got to get it out.
No. It's not done in polite society. Here's the episode.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. 6:07. Welcome to Thursday. We're getting through the week slowly.
I'm so excited that today is the real Thursday of the week.
Yeah, it's finally happened for you.
It's finally happened.
Congrats for you.
So many times yesterday I seriously did think it was Thursday.
Yeah.
It continued.
Yeah.
Like last night, I was like, man, what am I going to wear for Brass Giving Friday?
Yeah, but it's not for Fancy Friday. But, yeah, it has gone slow for me as well, I find.
Yeah,
so it's gone slow. I don't know if it's for all of us.
Super exciting, though. Exciting things happening today,
Ads. What's that?
My mom is coming.
Oh.
And my cousin, Keen.
Welcome, Keen. Welcome, Petra.
Yeah.
Welcome all.
Welcome all. We're so excited.
Are you excited because she's going to clean your house and bring you cleaning products? Is that what you were saying that off air?
Well, I didn't say that today.
You told me that you only love her because she cleans your house.
I did not say that. You are putting words into my mouth. No, the house is clean. Look at you having a little gigger there.
I'm just having a great time.
You're baiting. No, I'm so excited that there's going to be people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Santi's going to have some other people to give her a cuddle, the little Snoopy.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm excited for my cousin to make some bolt to cook.
Now, what is that?
Butter cake. So I'm hoping she makes it on Sunday so we can do it for Taste Test Tuesday.
Ooh. Bolt to cook. Frankly, sounds made up.
No, but it's Dutch.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
It's delicious.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, we'll kick it off with Single Ladies, Beyonce. What do you say to that?
Thursday vibes.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Today, we want to know from the people.
Yes, we sure do.
What has your kid picked up and eaten that they shouldn't have?
Because I got sent a video from my brother and my nephew took the phone, Arthur Cam, and was walking around and went into the laundry and started eating the dog kibble.
The dog kibble. Yummo. we are asking the question on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. A few comments already come in, but if you do call 1300 655 922, we have another double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta to give out to caller of the day today as well. If you call us and tell us what your kids picked up and eaten they shouldn't have, but a lot of people in the comments here already saying all different kinds of poo, Ari. Chicken poos, duck poos, and dog biscuits are in there already as well. So it seems like a common thing: poo and dog food. Seem to be.
I guess it's because it's on the ground
and
easy access.
That's right. Yeah, Brittany has said firelighters as well. Now that does not sound good.
What?
And Brittany also said chook poo, which made him very sick. But the firelighters.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
1300 655 922 is our number. If you've got a story about your kid picking something up and eating it that they shouldn't have, let us know. And the caller of the day, once again, will get a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Boss man Jerry has left these cards in here from his little game 5 second rule, like this boxed game.
Yep.
Now, he didn't leave the box in here, so we don't know
he's
the rules.
It.
He's left a card, though.
Pretty sure you just have 5 seconds to...
There's one on the back, so you already gave me the one, so you,
okay,
but you can
yeah.
give me the other one. So I'll give you yours first. Now, I'm pretty sure,
nervous.
Just in my own head, making this up because he didn't leave the rules in, I'm fairly certain you've got 5 seconds to do what it says on the card,
and we know
right?
I'm a little slow, so can I have
so
10,
slow.
10, 10 seconds?
No, 5 second rule. It's the rule. Do you want yours?
Yeah.
I've got a timer here too that'll time
it
for you.
Oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
So when you hear the final tone, your time's up, all right? Ready? Name 3 places you might find coins.
A vending machine, a gaming room, and a bank.
She's beaten the clock. She's beaten the clock.
Wow, that is a way to get some your ego back up, isn't it?
First one I thought of was a laundromat. Of course, from my past, but
yes.
Yeah, you've done it.
Okay.
Is this one going to be difficult for me? I'm going to look a fool
the
now.
The one I read out by accident, by the way, was name 3 types of style of underwear. That would have been way funner, but yeah, I already told you that this morning, so it would be cheating.
Mm.
Okay, name 3 places beginning with the letter L.
Oh, Lanzarote, Luxembourg. I ran out of time.
Launceston.
I went to the other side of the world for some reason. But you said places, so it all counts. But
yeah, a lake is a place, I guess.
I still ran out of time.
Anyway, that was fun.
So Ari wins.
Oh, my God. What a day to be alive.
Ari wins.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Who is that?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference. Who
dat? Who dat? It's time to play Who Dat. Adam's going to give you 3 audio clips, A, B, and C. If you think you know which one is Michael Cera?
Sarah. Michael Cera.
Sorry, Adam.
You're
thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
And if you know which one is that guy?
Michael Cera, yeah.
You'll be in the draw to win a double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
Michael Cera from Juno, super bad.
I love how I said it was from Judo this morning.
Yeah, Judo.
Half asleep, sorry. The coffee hasn't kicked in today.
But he's the guy that always perpetually, even today, looks like he's 12 years old.
Yeah, what a talent to have.
Yeah, he works very hard at it, I'm sure. But A, B, or C, which one is Michael Cera? He's also got that distinct voice, so you may be able to pick him out of a lineup.
Mm.
Here we go. This is clip A.
What did you write on your hand? Are they questions? Are you secretly hiding questions?
Is that Michael Cera, or is it B?
Martin, empty your pockets! I saw you in the bathroom, man! Somebody dial my phone!
Ooh, or is it clip C?
I like ripping off thieves because they can't go to the cops. They have no recourse.
This
A,
one
B,
is really hard.
You think?
Yeah. I think so.
1300 655 922 if you can pick Michael Cera out of that lineup. Should we go through them one more time if they are?
I'm thinking Zombieland.
Yeah, but that's like he's not in that.
Who's in Zombieland? Is he not in that?
No.
Oh, what?
Hey, if you want an added clue, the guy that is in Zombieland is one of those clips.
Oh, that's why I'm thinking Zombieland.
All right.
I was like, why did I just think of Zombieland?
Let's go through it one more time. This is A.
What did you write on your hand? Are they questions? Are you secretly hiding questions?
This is B.
Martin, empty your pockets. I saw you in the bathroom, man. Somebody dial my phone.
And C.
I like ripping off thieves because they can't go to the cops. They have no recourse.
All right, which one is Michael Cera at 1300 655 922? Here's Maroon 5.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference. Who
dat? Who dat? Tom from Wynyard is on the line. I'm hearing myself. Are you on speaker or something?
Go again now, mate.
Yes, that sounds better. Ah, good on you, Tom. So Tom from Wynyard is playing Who Dat. I'll give you the clips again. We're looking for Michael Cera. Here's clip A.
What did you write on your hand? Are they questions? Are you secretly hiding questions?
Clip B.
Martin, empty your pockets. I saw you in the bathroom, man. Somebody dial my phone.
in clip C.
I like ripping off thieves because they can't go to the cops. They have no recourse.
All right, Tom, A, B, or C, which one is Michael Cera?
The A, wouldn't it?
What did you write on your hand? Are they questions? Are you secretly hiding questions?
Sorry, Tom.
I think I tricked everyone because I was like, oh, yeah, think of Zombieland.
That's Jesse Eisenberg from Zombieland. That's not Michael Cera.
I'm so sorry about Tom.
That's Ari's fault. Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
It's Mel!
Sounds very mysterious.
All right, we're down to two clips, Mel.
All right, we've only got B and C left, Mel. I'll run them for you again. This is B.
Martin, empty your pockets! I saw you in the bathroom, man! Somebody dial my phone!
And C.
I like ripping off thieves because they can't go to the cops. They have no recourse.
Come on, Mel, bring it home. B or C?
Yeah, that one.
Which one?
The last one.
I like ripping off thieves because they can't go to the cops. They have no recourse.
No, Mel, sorry.
No.
Sorry, Mel. I'm so sorry, and we had such faith in you. I think she's hung up.
She's hung up.
It was B. That was that other guy was a fella from Breaking Bad. This is Michael Cera.
Martin, empty your pockets! I saw you in the bathroom, man! Somebody dial my phone!
Playing himself in the film This Is The End. I win again.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Just watching the TV behind you there, Ari, on one of these breakfast news shows.
Yeah, it's your favourite show, isn't it? You just love the way that all the ladies dress up there. Every morning, oh, look at that outfit.
Yeah.
Look at that outfit.
Yeah.
You're frothing. Anyway.
No, so. I like that. The celebrity reporter, not all the ladies. That celebrity reporter always wears the... But I was just going to say our girl Jackie Lambie's on there.
Yeah, go Jackie.
She's on there quite a lot, and she does all right, considering she's a Northwest Tasmanian politician. She's on this national show quite a bit.
Yeah, she also is out and about quite a bit. This weekend she'll be judging the CFM Devonport Regatta, which is pretty exciting. We had a few phone calls at reception yesterday afternoon asking again what the regatta, like what should they wear? Wear whatever you want to wear,
Jackie,
to the regatta.
Well, Jackie is probably one of the judges, unless she has to step in another role. But she reckoned do your own stuff.
Get creative.
Get hemming, she said.
Yeah, get creative as well.
We should thank the trolls on the Facebook yesterday because thanks to them, they sort of trolled the clip. And
they
thanks
did.
To them, they got our numbers through the roof, engagements, page views, clip
which
listens.
Which, might I add, I rocked up this morning and I have turned all the comments off because it was a little bit intense.
What was there, 600?
669 comments or something.
Almost 2,000 likes, at least.
It was, yeah, we didn't know this yesterday. We're using a different system to share socials and, yeah, I didn't get a notification. So really sorry about that, Jackie.
So it went buck wild and we got major page views, engagements and clip lists, and so I'm happy. Cheers, trolls.
You would, Ads.
Keep them coming. Kid Leroy Bieber.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
There she is. 3rd of March today, Ari.
Can you believe it?
Get your Christmas shopping done, of course. On this day in 1837, Melbourne was named. Was given the name Melbourne. Was named after the British Prime Minister at the time, Lord Melbourne himself. And for a while, it was actually called Batmania after one of its founders, John Batman.
I'm Batman.
That's a clip of him.
Imagine if it was still called that. That'd be so cool.
Is there not a place in Melbourne called Batman?
Probably.
Yeah. I think there's some names around the place that are named after this John Batman.
Batman.
In 1923 on this day, Time magazine first went on sale.
People read Time for what's in it and what they get out of it. You'll be informed because inside you'll meet the rich and the poor, the bad and the beautiful, the high and the mighty. With Time, every week you get ham, eggs and juice.
I don't know how that worked, the ham, eggs and the juice.
Yeah.
But it could be a metaphor.
Yeah, I definitely think there was like a coupon at the back.
On this day in 1938, an American-owned oil well in Saudi Arabia drilled into what would soon be identified as the largest source of petroleum in the world. The discovery radically changed the physical, human and political geography of Saudi Arabia, the Middle East and the world.
Ooh.
And on this day in 2020... toilet paper sales soared in Australia, causing major supermarket chains to begin rationing rolls.
A Bankstown mother and daughter have been charged after a fight over toilet paper in Woolworths, as supermarkets impose new purchase limits to curb coronavirus hysteria.
Did you ever struggle to get any rolls at the time? I never did. I don't think so. I seem to, yeah, have had enough.
But I do always have a spare packet.
Mm.
Like, I literally have to hide it from myself for the just-in-case moment that I forget to buy toilet paper.
Because
nothing would be worse than running out of toilet paper.
Did you have to dip into that during the...
No. No, I must have been fine.
All's well that ends well, just like in dog news.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. The sun is poking through. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe all about the AFL game happening this weekend. And soon we'll be giving away, don't forget, another $200 Woolies gift cards.
Yes, we are asking you all week this week, what is your favourite local Tassie product or produce you can find at Woolworths? So, yeah, wait for that. You could be winning a $100 gift card to spend at Woolies.
We've got a few crossed off the list too. And also, we've got a rollover word sanger. So if you were listening yesterday and you think you know, hey, get ready to call. Dog news as well on the way. So much on the way. It's Pink. So what? Adam and Ari. 7:10.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
We're asking today, what is your kid picked up and eaten that they shouldn't have?
Jess Smith has said chewing gum from a Bunnings car park.
But if you do call us on 1300 655 922 with one, the caller of the day will get a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta as well.
Which is happening this Sunday. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. Kelly has also said, my son, when he was younger, made himself a Milo, but instead of adding raw sugar, he used breadcrumbs. It was very thick Milo.
I wonder if he liked it. Sometimes kids don't care. They'll be like, hey, this is great anyway.
Yeah, this is so delicious.
But if you have one, let us know at 1300 655 922, and you will put you in the draw for caller of the day, who'll get that double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Adam, there's another funny comment coming through our Facebook page of weird things that your child has eaten. Susie said, my eldest daughter had a lollipop in one hand and a snail in the other. The snail was foaming up and she accidentally licked that instead of the lollipop. Yuck. That poor snail.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning
on 101.7 CFM.
Now, Ari, we've spoken about this before, the future. The future of food delivery and delivery in general, coming from drones. Apparently, Coles have started doing it in Canberra, delivering groceries with drones. You can get 250 items from Coles with the drones, only in Canberra. They're the first Aussies to pilot the new technology. And you can get bread, fresh produce, snacks, convenience meals, healthcare items, kitchen essentials, even the beloved toilet paper that's so important during COVID times.
At least toilet paper is light. You wouldn't want to be getting, like, detergent and stuff, all the heavy items.
Also, no minimum spend, and within minutes you get it delivered is the idea, I think, with drones.
That'd be a pretty tough drone to carry your groceries.
I know, and get it there quick and everything and then just drop it. Are they going to crash into each other in the air and stuff? What are they going to do?
What happens if something accidentally drops and falls on someone?
Freebies.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers, losers sweepers. That's the law. I'm pretty sure. Ari, you've got a dog sitting at home.
Yeah.
Santi.
My little Snoopy. She's so excited for Nana Pike to come.
Oh, really?
Been telling her all week.
And what has she said? She said this. Probably back.
Yeah.
You ever thought about doggy daycare? She sits at home by herself a lot.
I actually have thought about that, but you can't drop them off at like 4 a.m.
See, they need doggy daycare for breakfast radio hosts. That's the problem. They don't have it. But apparently, after struggling through lockdowns, doggy daycare businesses are booming. So obviously, during lockdowns, people at home, everything, working at home, they didn't need it.
Then they get anxious. when their owners go back to work. So it makes sense.
Mm. So now the business is booming. According to Mr. Alander, who owns one of these doggy daycares, we get a lot of calls daily at the moment. We're pretty much booked out most days now. He's run a canine daycare and grooming service with his wife, Jen, for 8 years. And they say some dogs are struggling, as you say, with separation anxiety. And owners are turning to doggy daycare centres like his for support. So they can help with that. Apparently.
Oh, even better.
What he has said here is they can ease them into the daycare.
Yeah.
So don't take them for the whole day straight away.
Yeah.
Get them used to stuff. Also, people that have got dogs for the first, the dogs have just come into their home during lockdowns, haven't been socialised that well
yet.
Yeah,
so true.
And they can work with that. They can do little play dates and just have them in there, ease them into socialisation before they go for the full day.
It is very smart.
Mm, and he said it's been working well to ease them in like that. So, but your problem is it's too early.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a doggy daycare centre in America that they actually have a school bus and they go around, because I've seen it on Facebook videos.
Of course.
The bus goes around and they actually pick up the dogs, but they only have a certain amount of dogs and those dogs are locked in for like a 12-month time.
Okay.
And the dogs absolutely love it. Like the excitement from when they run from the house, like the front door to the bus, it honestly warms your soul because it's like, they're going to school for the day.
Have a good day at school.
It's the best time ever. Mm. And they get dropped back home too.
Well,
that's what I need in my life.
All's well that ends well, I suppose. Right?
Yeah.
No, I just want a dog.
Soulful.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog, and I want my dog to be in film.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, yesterday, gave you two words and you didn't know what the word was in the middle of the Sanger.
Theo's so too good for the coast.
We're going again. If you get it today, or if you think you know it, call us 1-300-655-922. If you get it right today, you will go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks, and you'll be in one of four to win.
Because there was none yesterday, that's right. So, Theo, what are those words again?
Your words for today are off and up.
Off.
Off and up.
And up.
Here's the wrong answers from yesterday.
Would that be ramp?
It's not ramp. Thanks for playing, Michelle. Thank Sorry. You.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Christine from Georgetown is on to play Word Sanger. Hear your words, Christine.
Your words for today are off and up.
What goes in the middle?
Oh, would it be button?
It's not button. So it's not ramp and it's not button. Off something, something up, not ramp and not button.
1-300-655-922.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Hello, Mel. How's it going?
Oh, good.
Sounding mysterious. You're here to play Word Sanger?
Yeah.
All right. You want the clues?
Can I have two clues?
All right. Let me get the words for you. Here we go.
Your words for today are off and up.
What goes in the middle, Melly?
Beat.
It's
no,
not beat.
No, sorry, Mel. Have a wonderful day.
Too wrong for Mel.
I know.
Matt from Burnie is on. Here are the words, Matt.
Your words for today are off and up.
What's that middle word, Matt?
Is it cut?
It's not cut.
That's a good one. Off, cut, cut up. But it's not. Sorry, Matt. Guess. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Susan from Wynyard is on. Here are your words, Susan.
Your words for today are off and up.
What's that middle word, Susan?
Cake.
Sorry, what was the word?
Cake.
Cake.
No, off cake, cake up.
No, take. T-A-K-E.
Oh, off take, take up.
Take, off take. That makes a bit more sense. It's still wrong, though. Sorry, Susan.
Sorry.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye. Oh, should
it's
we take one more?
One.
I know, the coast is struggling. One more.
Okay, go on, Ace.
This person has the correct answer, and this person is... Hello, CFM, who are we speaking with?
Francis.
Did you hear his name?
I'm so sorry.
What was the name, sorry?
Francis.
There we go.
All right, Francis, what's our word? What word are we looking for?
Line.
The word for my sanger is line. Offline. Line up.
I told you Francis would have it.
Oh, go, Francis! I'm so proud.
He's done it.
I'd had to be offline because of the, we were offline the other day.
Yes. Exactly. Usually, you see, Francis, you're onto it. Usually our word saying is quite relevant to the show or what's happening.
Good on you, Francis. You're in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalwork. Stay there. We'll take your details, okay?
Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
We're joined on the phone by Mayor Annette Rockcliffe. Big weekend coming up, Annette.
Big weekend in Devonport, guys. Yeah, absolutely. There's so much happening.
So there's the regatta and the soccer and, of course, this AFL game. So tickets to this AFL game, are they still on sale? They're sold out?
No, they've sold out. Yeah.
And so that's to help raise money for the Hillcrest Fund. And can we clear up just at the moment, like, all that money to the Hillcrest Fund is going to go to the families eventually?
Look, the money that's in, that was in the GoFundMe page will go directly to the families, the nine families that were directly affected, and then the community fund is supporting the Hillcrest community a little bit more widely, and how that will happen will be decided by a committee that's just been set up.
Yeah, and we don't know how long that will take at this stage.
Look, no, it's happening as we speak. I think certainly the committee's being formed as... meetings are due very soon.
And with the money from the GoFundMe page, obviously we've had a lot of questions flood in. With that money, the council have no control over what happens with that specific amount of money?
Look, the only other than we'll use our influence to make sure that goes to those nine families, but we certainly aren't holding the money.
Yeah.
There's some legal issues happening between the state government and the instigator of the GoFundMe page that are being worked through, and once that's happened, they will distribute the money to those families, and I understand that's getting very close.
Okay, wonderful. Just wanted to clear that up for the coast.
Yeah, no, we don't. Council isn't holding the money. Council has never had that money.
Yeah.
I think some of the concern comes from some of the things that the families have been concerned by. Has there been communication with the families?
Look, there's some people who are appointed as their liaison officers through the state government, and they've been their point of contact as far as any concerns that they have, and it's my understanding that that's been hopefully being worked through, so that we understand that it's taking much longer than any of us expected, and we certainly understand the frustration. We all have that frustration, and I certainly understand it, but it's been outside my hands and outside council's hands, and people have worked through, you know, a process, and I acknowledge the frustrations, but I think we're getting to the end of it.
Yep, cool. And so this game on Saturday, Hawthorn and Richmond, there's a bit more other than the game. There's entertainment from Luca Brasi happening, and there is a clinic as well?
Those two teams plus some players from North Melbourne will be here in Devonport tomorrow, and they'll be running clinics with the schools, and that's been set up between the AFL and the schools, so they'll be working with our school children across our city tomorrow, and that'll be sort of the start of the weekend. Yep.
That's a fantastic idea.
Oh, it's a lovely idea, and we really appreciate them, you know, making the gesture and making it happen, because it's not easy to make an AFL game, even the community's game that it is, happen in a regional area, and we haven't had one for a while, so I know that a lot of people are looking forward to seeing those two teams particularly. They have very strong connections to the coast in lots of ways, and we are really grateful that they've worked with the coast and work with people here in Devonport to make that happen.
And out of Hawthorn and Richmond, who do you think's going to win on the weekend?
Oh, don't ask me.
Thought I'd just try.
My husband is a lifelong Richmond supporter.
Oh, so wow.
I'm guessing that's where I'll have to go. But something came up on my Facebook memory while I was waiting for you to call, and it was a picture of me with the three Hawthorn Cups when they brought them to Devonport a few years back. So
oh, wow.
I thought, oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's come up this morning.
You're
maybe it's a sign that Hawthorn will win.
Yeah, well, or you're a bit split between. It must, yeah, bit caught between two sides. Just go for whoever's losing. That's my advice.
Support them.
Yeah. And anything else people should be aware of or know before they come to the game on Saturday?
I guess just urge people to give themselves plenty of time to get to the game. There will be bag checks and wanding like they have at all AFL games, so it will take some time to get through. You'll need to QR code. I guess, yeah, just you'll need masks and QR codes. And gates open at 11:30, so just urge people to give themselves plenty of time to get to the game. They don't want to miss anything, so... And you know, just be a bit patient because there will be a lot more people at this game than any other game we usually go to during the winter at our footy.
Yeah, definitely. Inner peace while you're in the line.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Annette Rockcliffe, Devonport Mayor, for joining us today, and thanks for answering our questions. Not all of them are easy to answer. It's an emotional issue, so we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, Ol. Hey, stay with us because up next we're going to give away two more of those $100 Woolies gift cards.
Yeah, so we'll be asking you in a moment, what is your favourite local Tasmanian product or produce that you purchase from Woolworths? Mm. So what is currently at Woolworths that you can purchase? Let us know. It's coming up. 1-300-655-922.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Now's the time.
It is indeed. 1-300-655-922. What's your favourite local Tassie-made product produce at Woolworths? If you have a favourite, and it is local, and it is Tassie... call that number.
Mm-hmm. We've got the big list here.
We do.
Now, you can't pick the ones that have already been picked. So we've had salmon, Duck River Butter, Buttermilk, Ashgrove Milk, Camembert, Tama Valley Yogurt.
Yes, we have had those ones. Woolworths is proudly supporting Tasmanian producers. It's great when it's from our state. We've got not just one, but two $100 gift cards to spend at Woolworths.
Call now 1-300-655-922.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Catherine from Burnie is our first caller through. Catherine, what's your favourite Tassie-made item that they stock at Woolies?
It's great and fresh. Apple juice, 100% Tasmanian.
Hey, not just Tasmanian, but local, northwest coast.
Super local. Go, Catherine.
She has done it.
I know.
It's on the list.
It's also one of my favourites. So delicious.
Oh, it is good. Oh yeah.
So delicious.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Well done, Catherine. That $100 gift card to spend at Woolworths is yours. Woolworths proudly supporting Tasmanian producers. It's great when it's from our state.
Fantastic.
Cheryl from Ulverston is on. Second caller through. Cheryl, we want to know what's your favourite Tassie-made item that they got there at Woolies?
Christmas loaf.
Oh, she's done it. Ari's been waiting for someone to pick that one.
Yes!
And it's on the list.
Go, Cheryl! Gotta love crips.
Yep, that's right.
Well done. That $100 gift card is yours from Woolworths.
Stay there, Cheryl. We'll take your details. Birthday books next.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Birthday shout-out time. These shout-outs have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au, and they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport. Marquee, photo booth, plenty more. We'll draw the winner of that tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday as well.
Okay, a huge happy birthday. I know you are listening, Harry. Harrison Rao from Devonport. This is for you. Happy fourth birthday to Mummy's Monkey. We love you as much as you love Volcanoes. We hope you have the best birthday. Love, Mummy, Daddy, and your birthday twin and big sister, Maybell.
And we have one for Maybell, Ralph,
as
well.
Who's also listening.
She's
right
out there.
Now.
Happy birthday to our beautiful Maybell. We love you so much and hope you have a wonderful day. Turning 9. Keep being you, fun, smart, and wonderfully you. Love, Mum, Dad, and your birthday twin / baby brother, Harrison.
Beautiful. Paul Coleman from East Devonport. Happy birthday, Paulie. Hope you have a great day on the digger. Love, Beck, Rory, and Lottie.
And we have Hugh Mitchell Collins from Ulverston. Happy 8th birthday, Hugh. Keep chasing your dreams. We think you are a superstar. Love, Mum, Dad and Clara.
Another one for Maybell and Harry from Devonport. Happy birthday to you both, Harry and Maybell Ralph. We hope you guys have a super blessed day. Love always, Megan and MJ.
If you do know someone having a birthday and it's coming up, you can register it at cfmtaz.com.au through the birthday book. Someone's calling. Do you think it's a birthday? Should we answer it?
Go on, ads. Risk it.
Hello, CFM. You're on the air. Do you have a birthday shout-out?
Good morning, guys. It's Zach here.
Oh, hi, Zach.
Do you have a birthday shout-out, mate?
I do have a birthday shout-out to me son, Harley. Big happy birthday to me boy, 5 years old today.
Oh, happy huge birthday, Harley.
Happy birthday. Big five. Woo!
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate your call. Remember, cfmtaz.com.au to get your birthday entries in.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We're asking on the show today at 1300 655 922 for your chance to win a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta. What has your kid picked up and eaten that they shouldn't have? We've got a call here. Good morning.
Oh, it was Naomi. I needed to talk to someone a little bit saner than I am this morning.
Oh, you come to the wrong people. We are not sane.
Wrong people to call. Call Daz. He looks pretty sane.
It's chaos in this house.
Is it? Why?
Yeah,
what's happening?
It's Maybell's and Harry's birthday today. Happy birthday, guys.
Anyway, I rang to tell you a story about something that I have eaten that they shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah,
tell us.
So, a little while ago, I can't remember when, I had to go out for a little bit, so I left Harry and Maybell home with Dad. Anyway, early in the day, I was cleaning the freezer, and I put some old bread in the bin. When I come home, Harry had gotten the bag out of the bin or ripped the bag while it was still in the bin and proceeded to eat some of the stale bread.
Mm.
Frozen.
Harry.
And stale. Ew.
Frozen, stale and out of the bin.
Yeah.
Harry,
what are you doing?
And Maybell said last night when they went to Gateway Church for tea, she dropped her ice cream out of the Dixie cup on the floor and she scooped it off in her spoon and ate it. And I told her that's disgusting.
10-second rule.
Bit of extra flavour. sprinkles. Now it's got sprinkles.
He's lucky I wasn't there at the time and saw her do it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Naomi, for your call. You are in the draw to win that double pass to go to the Devonport Regatta this Sunday.
To the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time to sing it. The number is 1300 655 922. Adam's going to play you a line of a song. If you know the next line, call that number. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local, just like us.
All right, here's your line. 1300 655 922. If you know the next bit. The line is Ari.
Adam.
Actually, the actual word is I.
That audio.
You don't recognise this?
I do, but.
The switchboard is lit up. Look at those lines, all right? The coast knows. Such a distinctive R.
I know. I do know what it is.
Yeah. 1300 655 922 if you do.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Amy from Devonport is on the line to play Chorus Kings. Are you a Mighty Mighty Boss Stones fan, Amy, by any chance?
A closet one.
Oh, are you ashamed of it?
Oh, you can't. No.
All right, Amy, we'll give you the line, which is R, by the way, and you take it from there, okay?
Okay. Never had to knock on wood.
Ah, she's done it.
I never have either, but I do know someone who has.
Adam.
Sorry, Amy. Had to be done.
Go, Amy. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Thank you.
More than welcome. Hang there and I'll grab your details.
And, Amy, there's nothing wrong with liking Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
I think it just shows my age.
I don't know. I like them.
Yeah, but you're old,
Adam. I'm a young 31-year-old. An old soul, that's for sure.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
We're joined on the phone by Mike and Sue with TANA, which is Trauma Awareness Network Australia. Good morning, guys, and could you tell us, first of all, what do you do at TANA?
We are a grassroots health promotion charity. We were founded on the Northwest Coast in 2018. Leading the upstream prevention of complex trauma is what we're using as our line in our new strategic plan, because we recognised, in simple terms, that there's a problem that underpins the social sort of chaos that people are experiencing at the moment, and we understand that the experiences that people have early in life don't go away unless they're resolved. And so everybody, like the research now tells us that about 70% of the population, any given population, has at least one or more ACE score, an adverse child experience score. And for people who have four or more ACEs, the science tells us that the impacts on the lifespan can be quite significant and make life difficult for people. So we really need widespread awareness of complex trauma in order to address the root cause of so many of our social problems.
Yeah, definitely. And you have two big important events coming up. Should we start with the one in Burnie?
Yes, we've got. We've been blessed by Catholic Care Tasmania. They receive funding from the Department of Social Services, the federal funding, and they have a branch of their grant rounds called Communities for Children. So the Burnie Forum is coming up on the 22nd of March at the Burnie Civic Centre, and it's really for anybody in the community who interacts with kids aged 0 to 12. So that really is everybody. We want, like I said, TANA is about widespread awareness of trauma and its effects, not for any other reason than to move beyond it and to help people understand it, because awareness is the first step. That's for, we're advertising that for anybody from a retailer in the Burnie region, Burnie to Ulverston, everywhere in between and out the back, and the practitioners, early childhood workers, parents, grandparents who are raising grandchildren, aunties and uncles, friends, if you've got friends with kids. You know, we want everybody who is interacting with kids to come along and learn about this so that they can take it into their lives and use it.
So this is a free event. Where does everyone need to go to register to come to it?
TANA.net.au is our website, and yep, you go to the front page of our website and there's a button there ready to click to pick up free tickets to the Burnie Forum. This event is followed by two workshops. So we have the forum available, but because we really want people to understand this, and it takes some dialogue and it takes some repetition and it takes some internalising, we've got two follow-up workshops. So they're coming up 1 week after that event on the 29th of March, and then people will go away from that first workshop and come back to share what they've tried to implement in whatever their context is, whether it's just home and family or whether it's their workplace. So, yeah, we've got a pretty in-depth program available to people, and we know that it'll be good.
So that's all happening in Burnie. There's also an event, Community of Care Meeting, happening at the Parent Apple Centre and also on Zoom on the 16th of March. Mike, can you tell us a bit more about what's happening with that?
Absolutely, yes. We're pretty excited about that, because that's really the the reason town is formed, and we have a lovely committee of 12 people now. We are absolutely kicking goals now, functioning as an incorporated body, a not-for-profit, and learning all along the way how important it is to just keep growing our network. I was privy to go to the States and see how communities joined together to see how regularly, to see how people were going in terms of how were they becoming trauma-informed, and they were sharing ideas of all kinds of ideas of ways to engage, and also updating each other on the best practices to use to engage and to do it safely, to transfer this information, which is so vital to people's better health outcomes. So yeah, it's very important that people connect and network together. Communities, even if you're just a mother and a father coming along to see how better they can run their families by understanding what's going on in terms of how they can become a better communicator to their children, so that their child develops healthy and holistically. Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yes, yeah, it totally does.
So that's happening the 16th of March, and the forum in Burnie happening the 22nd of March at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. Anything else we need to know while we got you guys?
Actually, we've got Tuesday night for people who are working. We've got Tuesday night at the Power and Apple Centre and on Zoom, the 15th, 6 till 8 p.m., and Wednesday morning, 12:30. So we have options open, and same with the workshops. We've opened up three options so that we can cater for everybody's time needs as well. So hop on to tanner.net.au and check out the register.
All right, guys, thank you so much for jumping on air with us this morning and giving us more information about everything that you do.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Ari.
Morning, Ads.
Good morning, all. Big weekend ahead for the coast. So much happening.
Huge weekend. So many celebs in town.
Are there?
Like my mum.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mama Kate, a.k.a. Kate Sobrano.
Playing at Concert in the Vines on the weekend. There's still tickets for Sunday's show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there are for the Sunday session. There sure are. Also, all the footy boys are going to be in town.
Oh, this is what it's all about for you, is it?
No, not really, to be honest. But
well, you're not attracted.
Are you attracted?
Well, it's not really my thing, footy boys. I thought it would be more up your alley than mine.
I thought it would be yours.
I know you like your basketball boys. So
they're local.
Yummy.
They are local.
Oh, you like local sportsmen?
What? You're baiting me.
I'm just trying to figure out what your type
is. You're baiting me.
Just trying to figure out what you like, you know? That's all. So the coast will then know. But anyway, yeah, Concert in the Vines, AFL, the soccer game, so much happening.
There is literally so much happening this weekend.
Mm.
We're going to be at the Regatta.
Yep.
As well.
The Regatta's happening.
Yeah, CFM's Devonport Regatta is happening this weekend too. Honestly, it is like the busiest weekend across the coast in what?
Ages.
A long time.
You'd be stressing out if you want to go to all of them too. You'd be whizzing around the coast, left, right and centre.
Have you seen us?
Yeah, I know. Well, we are. We're going to be at some of them.
Like,
so between the two of us, well, we've had to split up. You're going to some, I'm going to some.
Yeah, we are. We are taking the
then
split.
Then we're both at the
Regatta. And we're going to recap on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like this.
And somehow I'm going to fit in going to see The Batman on the weekend. So
are you also going to see The Batman?
I'm going to try and squeeze it in if I can. Yeah. If I can squeeze it in, it's going to be hard.
Date night. Watch out. Yeah. Or are you going to go solo?
Oh, it should be a date night.
Nice. Get some popcorn.
You reckon?
Yeah, for sure. Tell me you're that weirdo that goes to the movies and doesn't eat popcorn.
I do. I just don't enjoy it. I get it. I'm like, of course I've got to get it. But then by the fifth scoop of popcorn, my mouth, the skin is coming off
to me too,
from the salt.
You just push through the pain. Don't be weak. Just
wash
push
it down
through
with a sugary soda. That doesn't help.
Yeah, no, it helps heaps.
The icing on the cake is the choc top.
Do you put Maltesers or something in with the popcorn? Because sometimes that's a nice little mix.
No, I'm not a psycho.
Oh, I love doing
that. That's actually a good idea. I can't have you on that. That's such a good idea, to be honest.
It is good, because then you get the salt and then you still get your sweet, so your mouth doesn't hurt.
Oh, okay. So it's protection, the Malteser, is it?
It is.
For medical purposes.
Try it out.
I'll report back. I'll see how
Monday.
We go.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Tomorrow, Friday.
Thanksgiving Friday!
They don't give it to you.
Oh, there's going to be goodies galore, Ari.
It sure is. Now, during the long lunch with Nathan, we'll be announcing the Win on the Web winner. And the prize this week's pretty cool, ads. The Dirt Company Zero Waste Pure and Powerful Australian-made laundry products are up for grabs.
Mm, still time to enter as well at cfmtaz.com.au because it's a day away.
Yeah, and we love to talk about washing.
Yeah, for some reason.
For some reason, it's a topic you and I enjoy to talk about. Now, the thing is, I feel like you did take your own detergent to the washing, the laundromat.
Yep, but you can get some there.
You can.
Usually you need more coins. I'm already having to use all those coins in the machine.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to use up more coins to get the detergent when I can just bring my own anyway.
True, very true. So if you're in that situation, then you could be winning laundry detergent. You always need some at home.
Yeah.
Well, hate it when you go to the supermarket and then you forget it and then you get home and you're like...
Every time.
Damn, how did I forget?
Literally, I have none at home right now, and I have not for a week. I've been using shampoo because every time I go to the supermarket, I forget to get the washing detergent.
Hang on, what?
You can use shampoo as a backup.
Can you?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
It works all right. Yeah, it doesn't work too bad. The old shampoo.
Doesn't it go like super bubbly in the washing machine?
Well, I don't know if you don't put too much.
So how much shampoo are you putting in?
Oh, just a little squeeze.
Just a little squeeze.
Just squeeze a little in, that's fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't know that. I know you can use, obviously, shampoo, soap and wash your body. Didn't ever think of using it in the laundry.
Well, you shouldn't have to. Just buy a detergent. But I'm just an idiot.
Forgotten it every time.
I forget. I have forgotten a couple of shops now.
Do you have, like, a scented shampoo? Do your clothes now smell really nice of, like, your shampoo?
I don't know. They smell like nothing. To be honest.
Not good enough.
Well, at least they don't smell like BO. Like, it must have cleaned them.
True.
But, don't use shampoo. Use the Dirt Company Zero Waste Pure and Powerful Australian-made laundry products, and you can win that tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday if you enter now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Done for Thursday. We'll be back Friday to give out some prizes too.
Fancy Friday, Prize Giving Friday. It's all going to be happening tomorrow.
Friday Live, don't forget as well.
Yeah.
And speaking of prizes, we've got one to give out now to Caller of the Day. A double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta. We're going to give it to Naomi, are we?
We sure are.
We were asking today on the phones at 1-300-655-922, what has your kid picked up and eaten? She had a real recent one for us. It was from yesterday.
My girl said last night when they went to Gateway Church for tea, she dropped her ice cream out of the Dixie cup on the floor and she scooped it off in her spoon and ate it. And I told her that's disgusting.
10-second rule.
Bit of extra flavour. Sprinkles. Now it's got sprinkles.
He's lucky I wasn't there at the time and saw her do it.
Yeah. There she goes. Well, Naomi, you've got that double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta. We'll have another one to give out tomorrow as well for Caller of the Day.
We sure will. So make sure you keep an eye on our Facebook topic and CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there.
All right, I've got your workday hits next.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. You've got more of Adam on
but
the way.
But you get out of here.
Yeah, I've got to go pick up me mum from the airport. Oh, I'm so excited. Me cousin and me mum are here. I'm really excited. I did not sleep last night, Adam. At all. At all.
I could actually tell by the quality of today's show, actually.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
All right, that's the episode. With an extra special long intro, probably.
Yeah, something a little something special for you. What's the time? Guess what? Gotta go pick up my family from the airport.
Have fun with that. I've got to stay here and do the workday hits.
Have a wonderful time, Ads.
Yeah, cheers.
I'll be listening. I'll be listening with my parents or with my mum and my cousin.
Pressure is on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bye.